y'all. It's Paula Deen here, and I'm welcoming you to our podcast today, or our show. Guess what time it is? You know, the marketers here in across America, it's like that they have a holiday a month to market. You know what I mean? To get people to spending money and buy their products. Well, guess what we're celebrating now? I cannot believe, but it's already Valentine's Day, y'all. And I've got my best bud here, Bubbles. I talk about Bubbles all the time, so I'm sure y'all are well acquainted with her. And she's here to talk about some Valentine's ideas with me. She has got quite an imagination, and everything she does it so beautifully. So tell me your ideas for this Valentine's, Bubble.
Well, the number one idea, I think, Sissy, would be rubies and diamonds.
Rubies and diamonds?
When
I like the way she's thinking.
I like rubies and diamonds.
On that one, we're going to have to take a quick break. Rubies and diamonds, and let me absorb that. So while I'm trying to absorb, let's see what our sponsor's got to say. Rubies and diamonds, I love it. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. Well, welcome back, y'all. It's Valentine's Day. We're ready to celebrate a holiday for lovers, I think, and sweethearts. All of us that have a sweetheart. And Bubbles is here to help give us some ideas. She said rubies and diamonds, but I don't know how well that's going to fly, y'all. Especially if a young man, 16 or 17 years old, has a sweetheart that he wants as his Valentine. I don't know that rubies and diamonds will cut it for him. So do you have any more ideas?
I do.
A little bit more economical.
A little more economical. Yes, I do.
Yes.
The sugar cookies are fun to make with the royal icing.
Yes.
And I saw the neatest thing where you cut the cookie out in a heart, ice it with the royal icing, and while it's wet, put polka dots and take a toothpick and draw it through each little dot, and it makes lips.
Yes.
It's the cutest thing. I think I'm going to do that. And then probably...
Now, once you make your little polka dots, you would run your toothpick the same way on every line of the polka dots, and you do it while they're wet.
And when they dry, you got lips.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easy. You could...
Oh, yeah.
Kari, my niece, at Christmas time this past Christmas, she went to a grocery store and she got sheets of sugar cookies. And do you know they were delicious?
Mm-hmm.
And it took all the work out of this. And she just cut out the shapes for Christmas and let Sullivan decorate them for Christmas.
Same thing I used to do when I was teaching school.
Yes.
Those children would love to decorate the cookies. Give them the icing, the sprinkles, the, you know, all the little things you can cut. And so much fun.
All right. Now, how big a dot would you put down?
Oh, about the size of an English pea.
Oh, that big?
Yeah. And then you just pull your little toothpick right through it, and it'll make the lips.
Yes.
Or if you do just a little squiggle, it'll do like a heart.
Uh-huh.
So you've got a heart on a heart.
Well, that's a great idea. And you, like I said, you can't get any simpler.
No.
If you...
But those cookies are in the refrigerator department at the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
and they're already, unless you've got a bakery or something that you want to go buy them, but you can take that, they're just rounds, but you can find a cookie cutter that will cut down in the round. Just
well, now the ones that Tari bought was a sheet, just a sheet of cookie dough.
Oh, okay.
So I've not seen either one of those in the grocery store, the rounds or the sheets. And I'll have to ask Kari where she found them. But it was a quality sugar cookie.
It was good.
I was amazed. And then she bought a sheet of gingerbread.
Oh.
That I thought was good. Yes.
Already cut out or just?
No. No. It's just the gingerbread cookie dough. Yes. So you could get the gingerbread men.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie cutters.
Oh, okay.
And make your gingerbread men.
That would be fun. Lots of fun.
All right, now what else? Now that's certainly economical.
Oh, let me think. You know, all of the kids love those little little hearts, the conversation hearts.
Yes, yes, that say different things.
Yes, even the adults when we played Bunko, we did that one night, and everybody would. Of course, we had a little wine or a little drink on the side, but you would draw one, and then you would have to explain on the heart what it would, you know, what you would do or how you would respond.
Oh, how cute!
So,
and I love those little things with all the different sayings on them. Y'all, excuse me, I got to dab my eyes. I don't know if y'all are aware of this. I had explained earlier on a show that. I'm still dealing with an eye infection, and my doctor is keeping me in dark glasses because blue eyes are so sensitive to light. So I hadn't gone Hollywood on y'all. It's just I got a bad eye infection that I'm trying to baby and get them well. All right, so what else can we do for Valentine's Day? Do you know when I first started the Bag Lady, Susan, I would go to produce stands and I would buy the mushroom baskets. And I would spray them white, some red, and I'd make a beautiful ribbon and put on them and stuff them with newspaper and then the different grasses or the paper shredders, you know, that sort of thing. And I would fill them full of cookies and little loaf pans of cake or bread. And people bought those for Valentine's Day.
You know, at the craft stores, they've got the kits where the children can make the mugs and the plates with their handprints. And that's a cute thing to do.
Oh, those are so cute.
You know, that's a cute thing
to do. I didn't know that you could buy the molds.
Well, it's not the mold, but you can buy the kit that's got the plate in it where you can paint on it. But it's also got, there's one that's a plaster of Paris that you can mix together. And I can't remember, you put your, I think it was your the 2 feet together, the heels, and it made a heart. And then you could smooth it out to make, and then put the children's names on the feet.
Yes. I've seen that done before with their little
hands.
Feet. Yeah, because it'll... You know, it would just almost make a heart.
But that's something Mama could keep.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. You know, I always love getting gifts that people make because I said they're truly given the most important gift that they can give, and that's their time.
I was going to say, it makes it more special.
My attic is full of things that I can't get rid of that people have made for me over the years, and I just can't make myself part with them.
You know, last year I was just thinking, I did a thing at the church. We took dish towels and heart-shaped sponges, and this was, the children were between 3 and 5, and we had the red and the pink paint, and they sponge painted a dish towel.
Oh, how cute!
And then, of course, everybody got to write their name on it and their own little thing, and it was adorable. Some of the letters were yay big, and some of them were, but that's okay.
That's
and the mamas were thrilled.
That's all. Yes, you give something like that to a mother or a grandmother, and it becomes a treasure.
But you can do that for any holiday.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just something that they can collect over the years.
Just little love gifts.
And we did popsicle sticks around just a little inexpensive picture frame.
Picture frame.
And then they just stamped the little hearts around, and we took their picture and put it in it.
Oh, how mm-hmm. cute. How cute.
So, yes.
And will you be, for Valentine's Day, will you be preparing a sweetheart meal for Phil?
Well, you know, I don't know. It depends on if he's still on this diet. We've been gluten-free.
Mine's on a diet, too. My sweetheart's on a diet.
I know. That's the most fun. You can just say, well, you want a cucumber, you want a banana, you want a tomato. What kind of lettuce wrap you want, buddy?
I know. Well, if Phil is not on a diet when actual Valentine's Day gets here, and it's right around the corner, and he says he's not going to be dieting that day, what meal would you
what
prepare
meal would
your
I do?
Sweetheart? Yes.
Probably we would do steak and a spinach salad with, of course, your salad dressing on it. He is addicted.
Now, which of my salad dressings does he love?
The champagne, the strawberry vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette.
And then the blueberry.
Yes.
And it's the light. For some reason, he
yes.
doesn't like the regular. He
Isn't
likes
that crazy?
The light.
Well, that's one of the products that I have on Evine when I mm-hmm. when I go up and
well, I buy
I'm
by
on
the
Evine.
Case.
Do mm-hmm. you really?
Yeah, I really
Susan?
Do. But he puts it on
oh,
fruit.
I love having callers like Susan that buys things by the case.
But he likes to pour the dressing on fruit too, and it's good.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So we would do steak, a salad, maybe a potato of some sort, but the dessert would be your chocolate delight. You know, the you bake the crust with the flour and the uh-huh. And the bottom with the pecans in it. Lots
yes.
of pecans,
yes.
pecans. And then you do the Cool Whip, the chocolate pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Another layer.
But, you know, I don't use Cool Whip.
Whipped cream.
I use fresh whipped cream, yeah. And I use like a fourth of a cup of sugar per cup of heavy cream.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that just makes the perfect sweetness. Mm. So I'll beat that up till it's the consistency of a frozen whipped topping.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that because to me, that just makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, it won't break down after?
No.
Well, he'll
mm-hmm.
eat it before it breaks mm-hmm. down, so it doesn't mm-hmm. matter.
No, it really won't.
Okay. Well, you know, on one of your shows, you put just a touch of cornstarch
mm-hmm.
in your whipping cream,
mm-hmm.
and it will last forever.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
I mean, it stays stiff.
Yes.
And just perfectly.
Cornstarch has so many great uses. I was watching a show the other day where somebody was making all these products for their face and their hair, and every one
that.
Of them were the things that we keep in our kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like for scrubs, they would use the kosher salt,
mm-hmm.
and that would be the abrasive part mm-hmm. of your, or maybe they use sugar.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
They use a lot of that, and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
You can make your own bath salts if
yes.
you really wanted to.
I used to use mayonnaise. I would put mayonnaise on my hair.
I did
as
too,
a conditioner,
to keep conditioner.
And I just tried not to eat it before it mm-hmm. did its magic.
Tried if you
not
don't
to pull
get
it around
all
and lick
out.
It off.
If you don't get it all out, it's a tad bit on the greasy side.
Yes.
But you can just go wash it out one more time.
Yes.
But I've done that before too.
All right, so does Phil give you Valentine gifts?
No, we don't really do that. We'll do cards or something,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
no.
I can't remember what Michael and I do.
No,
but
we don't.
It seems like Michael will give me a card or something.
Uh-huh.
And but, you know, we've gotten where at our age, we'll say,
we don't need anything.
We don't need a thing now. Don't, and I certainly don't need a box of candy
Mm-mm.
to haunt me.
Mm-mm.
So, and he's dieting, so that would kind of be unfair for me to give him a box of candy.
Not unless you want to be down and dirty.
Yeah. So I will just, I'll cook Michael a good meal.
You know, corned beef and cabbage is a good thing.
It is so good.
It's good going down.
So good. And then after Valentine's Day, guess what time it is then?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
And that's Phil's birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That will be corned beef and cabbage gone wild.
Yes. Wants 1 year. Last year we didn't get to come because that's when Bobby and Cloudy got married, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
I think it was. So he wants to spend one St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. He's never been.
He wants downtown. Does he want to stay downtown?
No, we're staying out in the country.
With us?
On the River Bend.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. And then he can fight the traffic to get downtown.
Yes.
Do they still dial the River Green?
No, they don't do that anymore. No, but they used to. But I think they found that it was not environmentally the best thing to do. Yeah.
Okay.
But they do dial Forsyth Park's water green.
The fountain?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But he said, you know, last year, we're going to go to Savannah. And then something came up. And I think that's when Bobby and Cloudy married in Panama.
Well, you be sure and get Phil over here for St. Patrick's Day.
I'll get him a lounge chair on the front row.
Yes.
For the parade.
Yes. 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 Well, we can find somebody who's got a spot that they take every year. You know, local
people
Savannah
fight
people.
For that.
Listen, they have their spot and have had that same spot for 25 years.
That's what somebody told him.
And they will fight you over that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so amazed my first St. Patrick's Day that when I moved here in 1987. Do y'all know that Savannah hosts the second biggest celebration?
I could not
second
believe that
only
when I heard
to New
it.
York. Second only to New York.
I heard that on the news this morning.
Yes,
I thought, wow.
It is quite a big deal here.
How many millions of people?
Oh, Lord, I don't know how many come here.
Well, it's good for the economy, though.
Oh, it's so good for the economy. I've always heard that some of the businesses on River Street, it makes their money for the year.
Oh, my word. You would think about Christmas doing it, but
yes.
Woo.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
So we'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and we'll have another show featuring St. Patrick's Day when it gets a little closer. But right now, we're too busy celebrating Valentine's Day. Like I said, the marketers are so smart here in America. They have a holiday almost every month to keep the economy flowing and going.
Easter decorations are out.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You have seen Easter decorations
out. Easter decorations were out yesterday when I ran in that General Dollar.
Uh-huh.
I thought, wait a minute, Easter? And she said, yes, ma'am, we're cleaning out Christmas. Valentine's is right next to it, St. Patrick's Day, and then Easter. I said, let's get through one before we get through to the, into the other one.
I know it. Let us get our box of candy and or rubies and diamonds for my man.
Yes.
If we happen to be married to a wealthy man.
I don't know one, do you?
What?
A wealthy man.
No.
You know, we can get some of those fake ones and nobody'd ever know the difference.
Where do you get the fake ones?
What, the fake ruby and diamonds?
Oh, the fake ruby. I thought you was talking
fake
about a fake rich man.
They're a dime a dozen.
Dozen.
What you talking about? They are a dime a dozen. Just ask them.
5 cent millionaires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
Well, you know what I think a great gift idea for Valentine's would be?
What?
Paula Deen cuts the fat.
Excellent.
Instead of giving somebody a box of candy to make them fat,
a
cookbook to help them cut the fat.
I love cookbooks, and I love that one in particular.
Thank you. I love that book, too. And
it's a pretty book.
Thank you. It is a pretty book. And got a lot of great pictures in it, as well as, well, it's got 200 brand new recipes,
recipes
that have never been
good.
Seen. And then 50 of our classic recipes that people have loved for years and years, and we did a remake of those and pulled as much of the fat and calories mm-hmm. out that we could mm-hmm. without sacrificing the flavor. Yeah. And Jamie called me the other day and he said, Mom, what do you think about us once a month having a Paula Deen Day and doing a book signing
perfect
down at the restaurant?
People love
and
to
I
see
said,
you.
And I said, son, that is great.
Mm-hmm.
That is great because I usually get to see 300 people, you know, that love us and are so happy to have gotten there mm-hmm. And eaten a meal. So I told Jamie, I said, well, I am so in on that.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we're going to be having a book signing down at the restaurant once a month, and it looks like it's going to be towards the end of each month.
Oh, super.
Yeah,
super.
I'm excited about that. I can't tell you what seeing the folks right standing right in front of me, what a gift that is for me.
But on the other hand, it's a gift for them for you to be there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's
they
sweet.
Go there
I
hoping
hope so.
That you will be there.
Mm.
They really do. And when you just pop in that shop and they see you, it's like,
yeah.
Is it really her? Is that really? yes, that's really Paula.
You know, I can go down. In fact, I have gone down at the store with a baseball cap on mm-hmm. and really no makeup and sunglasses. And they... No one gives me a second glance. And
until
then,
you open your mouth.
Until I open. And then I'll laugh.
Uh-huh. Is it really her? Is that really her?
And they'll turn around and look at me and say, oh, no, I recognize that laugh.
Not you, but I recognize what's coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just so much fun.
That's the same way when we go junking. I'll say, uh-huh. She said, I just want to go. I said, well, don't open your mouth and we won't uh-huh. be bothered. But as soon as, forget it.
Well, it's never a bother. It's
no,
never a bother.
You are very good to your fans
but,
and your friends.
Sometimes I like to focus in on my junking.
I know.
You know, on what I'm doing. So sometimes it's not as convenient as other times.
I know. But you're always good to everybody that you cross.
Listen, I appreciate those folks.
Oh, they love you, love you, love you.
And I love them. I mean, I've got sense enough to know that I got where I was
because
of them. Yes.
And they're still with you.
And they're still with me, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love them very much. And it means a whole lot to me. So I thank you, Sissy, for
thank you.
Coming over to Savannah. She comes, I guess, Bubbles comes about once a month mm-hmm. and spends a night or two with me. Susan sits on the Paula Deen Bag Lady Foundation. Sissy sits on the board. So she's over for board meetings and to take care of the foundation.
Fun things.
Huh?
Fun things.
Yes, fun things. And I can never pay her back for all the hard work that she's done for our charity. You know, the Bag Lady was formed in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was to help women and their children, if they had any, get back up on their feet and giving them a hand up, not a hand out.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate everybody that makes donations to my foundation. And
I think I tell Phil to do that for Valentine's.
Make a donation
to the bag.
Yes, make
a donation to the Bag Lady.
That's a wonderful idea. And go buy a cookbook.
Yes.
Yes, in honor of his sweetheart.
And go buy a cookbook. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You think
yes.
I could get it signed?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Just get one off the shelf and pray that it's cut.
Uh-huh. Go upstairs and get one out of the attic. And but that would be a great idea.
I think that would be a good idea.
To get Phil to make a
people
donation.
Are, like you say, people our age don't
we have
need anything.
Everything that we need, honey.
I don't need another do or a da.
You know? And the last thing we need is a box of chocolates.
Oh. Mm.
I mean, that would probably be my favorite thing to have.
That's Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you're going to get.
I know.
Never know what you're going to get. Mm. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast. Well, thanks so much, Cece.
I enjoyed it.
I love your guts out. And I want
to
thank
you to the
y'all
moon
for
and back.
I'd love you to the moon and back. And I want to thank all y'all for tuning in this week to our little show. And happy Valentine's to all my friends and your lovers.